The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. In Ohio, in 1847, a woman named Nancy faced a problem pregnancy. She had already given birth to 7 children. 3 of them died from birth defects. This time, Nancy's baby was born with an unusually large head. He suffered from brain fever. He was partially deaf. When he was of school age, his teachers diagnosed him as mentally ill. People advised Nancy to put him into an institution. Nancy homeschooled her son. Now, had she lived in this century, her friends and perhaps her doctor would have encouraged her to have an abortion. Today's sophisticated medical testing would have pointed her in this direction. But she didn't, and it's just as well. Nancy's last name was Edison. The defective child grew up to become the inventor of the light bulb, the phonograph, the motion picture camera, and about 500 other smaller inventions. The partially deaf, defective baby born with the unusually large head was Thomas Edison. Human life is of the highest value. Life has no price tag. The church consistently teaches there is no higher value than life. What is so appalling about abortion is that it is an attack on life itself. The unborn infant is killed, not because he or she is the enemy or some persecuted minority group member or a dangerous criminal. The preborn is eliminated simply because he or she is alive. The preborn child is eliminated because the child could be a burden or an inconvenience. Human life has become cheap. Because a human life causes one inconvenience, our society devises ways to get rid of it. This Tuesday, January 22nd, is the 46th anniversary of the Roe versus Wade decision in the Supreme Court. That's the day when the highest court in the land legalized abortion, including partial birth abortion, the kind where the child is mostly born before it is killed. And thousands of people, including some young people from our parish youth ministry group, they marched in our nation's capital Friday to protest this legalized killing. And you know, for the first time in the 45 years of the March for Life, the mainstream media is finally noticing. For the first time in 45 years, this massive march made front page news in our Indianapolis newspaper. And so just maybe the wider population is waking up to the fact that all human life is priceless. It is sacred. Truth is not up for a vote. The God-given rights of each human person cannot be legislated. And when we try to legislate against God's law, we border on not only the impossible, but also on the ridiculous. In this country right now, up until the end, very end of her pregnancy, a woman has the right to a legal abortion. But if this same woman, on her way to an abortion clinic, is struck by a car, and the preborn, not the mother, the preborn is killed, the driver of the other car can be charged with manslaughter, murder. Now figure that out. Yet abortion, not human life, remains sacred for some people. Last fall, a columnist named Kathleen Parker wrote an editorial about the Brett Kavanaugh hearings in the Washington Post. And here is Kathleen's opening paragraph. She wrote, "As we continue debating Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's high school and college life, it has been easy to forget what this was originally all about. In a word, abortion. Kavanaugh is a pro-life Catholic, and for many, that was reason enough to do anything to prevent him from serving on the Supreme Court. But they lost. Now, only time will tell whether Justice Kavanaugh was a good choice or not. Yet the fact remains that the truth is we cannot deny the value of human life. And when we deny truth, in the end, we will lose. And we Catholics must stand strong. Christians have never had any choice but to protect life. Even Justice Brett Kavanaugh's detractors realized Catholic signals pro-life. Christmas, the mystery of Christ's birth, the incarnation, changed how we look at everything human. The Son of God became flesh and lived among us. The Son of God assumed a human body. Human nature was taken up into God. Abortion denies that. Abortion claims human life is disposable. If we're content to let this go on, then the whole human race is in trouble. Because one thing leads to another. Here are the words of a German Lutheran pastor regarding his experience with the Nazis during World War II. He wrote, "First they came for the communists, but we were not communists, so we said nothing. Then they came for the trade unionists, but we were not trade unionists, so we said nothing. Then they came for the Jews, but we were not Jews, so we said nothing. Then they came for the mentally deficient, but we were not mentally deficient, so we said nothing. Then they came for me, and by that time there was no one left to speak up for me. We did not know what was going on. Maybe we did not want to know." Followers of Christ must want to know. Followers of Christ must want to do something. Tuesday is the 46th anniversary of legalized abortion in our own country. Thousands marched on Friday in our nation's capital. Tuesday at noon, we will have our local pro-life observance. The Archbishop of Indianapolis and the Bishop of Lafayette will celebrate Mass at St. John downtown. Our St. Luke 8th graders will be there. And then those who won will peacefully march to the state capitol. The Church proclaims again the unchanging truth that human life is of the highest value. If Nancy Edison lived today, we don't know if Thomas Edison would have been born, no inventor of the electric light. But Edison was born, and so was Christ. His light, the truth about the sanctity of human life, is the light that all people must see.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.